I've quoted this before, but it says it so well, it's worth hearing again. C.S. Lewis once wrote, "There are only two kinds of people in the end, those who say to God, 'Thy will be done,' and those to whom God says in the end, 'Thy will be done.' All that are in hell choose it. Without that self-choice, there could be no hell. No soul that seriously and constantly desires joy will ever miss it. Those who seek find. Those who knock, it is opened." I've quoted that passage from C.S. Lewis because he encapsulates so well what Jesus says at the end of today's gospel. "Whoever believes in the Son of God has eternal life. Whoever disobeys will not see life, but must endure God's wrath." In the first part of that saying, when Jesus states, "He who believes in the Son of God has eternal life," this is indeed the kind of person who says to God, "Thy will be done." And I love this idea that Lewis points to when he says, the person who seriously and constantly desires joy will never miss it. If we make it our daily desire to trust in Jesus, to do his will, we will find the true meaning of our lives. And we will, with St. Peter, say, as he does in today's reading from Acts, we must obey God rather than men. And we have to take Jesus at his word today when he says, he is the man from above, and he speaks to us of heavenly things. There is also the man of the earth who speaks of earthly things, and the two are very different indeed. And as we're seeing throughout the Acts of the Apostles during this Easter season, those who should be from heaven, the religious authorities of Israel, are actually men of the earth. They should be representing God, but they are representing earthly things, to the point that we're told at the end of today's reading from Acts that they are so confronted by Peter that they want to kill him. And indeed, this can happen, maybe not to that extreme, but when we represent heaven and all that heaven stands for, the people of this world are going to be opposed to it. Jesus puts it this way in the reading from the gospel. "I testify," that is Jesus, or he says, he testifies to what he has seen and heard, "yet no one accepts his testimony. Whoever has accepted his testimony has certified this, that God is true." Now, this seems to be a strange saying. Jesus almost seems to be contradicting himself, because at first he says, no one accepts his testimony. And then he says, whoever has accepted his testimony has certified that God is true. What does Jesus mean by this? I think he's using exaggeration in order to make a point. There are so many people who go through their lives without discovering life's true meaning and purpose. These are the ones who will not receive the testimony of Jesus. They are the ones who will not say to Jesus, "Thy will be done." So Jesus says to them, "Thy will be done." However, there are some, much fewer in number, who discover life's true meaning. And as Lewis says, they discover joy. Now understand this. Joy is much deeper than happiness. The word happy comes from the root word meaning luck or chance. I've mentioned this to you before. But the word joy comes from the root word for grace. And that's the difference. People of the earth are trying to find meaning through chance circumstances and luck. That's one reason why so many people buy lottery tickets. They buy into the lie that they will find happiness if they win that jackpot. Whereas for those who are learning to hear the one who is from above, we're saying, my life is not about being happy. My life is about finding true joy. And joy is that much deeper reality when we discover that we have a God-given purpose for our life. We have a God-given direction, and that a life of discipleship is a life of joy. Remember in the psalm, it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them from them all. So here is the thing about the life that has that heavenly perspective. We are growing in learning to say that we want to obey Christ. We are learning to say that we want to know the fullness of God's grace. Because the opposite, says Jesus, is the following. He who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God rests upon him. The wrath of God. Sometimes people perceive this as God having a hissy fit, as God just losing it and letting us have it. That is not the wrath of God. The wrath of God is ultimately God's recognition of our freedom. And God saying to us, if you don't want to live according to my will, I truly will give you up to yourself. I will give you up to a life where your will be done. And that's how we have to understand God's wrath. It is God giving us over to ourselves. This is stated most clearly by St. Paul in Romans chapter 1. You might want to read that chapter later today, particularly from verses 18 on, where Paul says, the wrath of God is visited upon humankind, that when we did not recognize God as God, he gives us over to very earthly ways of living. And then the whole latter part of Romans chapter 1 is a clear expression of man and women given over to themselves. So in conclusion, may we take to heart what today's gospel teaches. If we do not want to live in accordance with God and his will, then life in this world can be hell on earth, and quite possibly hell forever. May we therefore grow in intentionally saying with Peter, we must obey God rather than human beings, so that in the Lord's Prayer, as we will say a little later in today's Mass, we really mean it when we pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.